Hello, hi, and healthy. Welcome to episode 109 of Wada Hockey, where we talk all things Texas hockey and the culture and stories that surround it. This episode is going to be a little bit different as we are live and on location at the Credit Union of the Texas Event Center here in Allen, Texas, home of the Allen Americans. We are excited to be joined in by the person, joined in person by the newest addition to the Allen Americans. Words are hard.
Yeah.
But before we jump into the interview, as always, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, all at Wada Hockey. And of course, don't forget our fantastic sponsors. Use code WADASAUCE at saucetoss.com for 10% off your entire order, and Wada Hockey 10 for 10% off your entire order at conwayandbanks.com. Up next, we have the newest member of the Allen Americans joining us. He's had a monster season in the NAHL in 2017 and 18, where he was the NAHL MVP, the NAHL Midwest Forward of the Year. He collected over 90 points in the NCAA hockey with Bentley University and Northeastern University, where he served as the alternate captain in his final season. And in his very first pro game with the Americans, he scored a goal and ended the game with a +2 on the score sheet. A seventh-round draft pick by the Ottawa Senators in 2018. Welcome to Wada Hockey, Yakov Novak. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Like I said, thanks for taking the time, sitting down, chatting with us today. It's been a busy week for you, but you seem to have settled in nicely with your performance on Sunday afternoon. How has the transition from where you were to now been from your point of view? What was that kind of transition like?
I think the best way to put it was just have to get comfortable. Kind of traveling and we had a not that great of a end of the season how we really wanted to. So I think just transitioning from kind of college hockey to pro, mm-hmm. biggest thing was just having more time with the puck here. Not skating for a couple of days kind of took that into effect too a little bit for my first game. But it was great just coming in here and, the guys making me feel comfortable. So it was a pretty easy transition.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it translated on the ice with the game on Sunday. So, excited to have you here. Excited to see what you're going to do.
So take us back to 2018, whenever you got that call from the Senators. Did you get to talk to the front office? Do you remember what that was like? Did you have to talk to any other teams? Kind of talk me through that a little bit.
Sure. I remember it was kind of like vividly. I went with my sister to breakfast that day. Kind of, hoping that I was drafted, but obviously you never know on that day. Anything could happen. So went for breakfast with her and then came back and I put it on. It was like the fifth or sixth round and I knew if I was going, it'd probably be late. So
that's good.
Yeah. So that if the seventh round came out and I got a call before from the front office saying they're going to pick me. And
you knew beforehand.
I knew before it showed up on TV, but my mom was watching the TV, so she had no idea I was in my room.
Oh my gosh.
So then I got the call, and then I came out, and she was watching it on TV and kind of saw it. So it was quite a moment, and now it's just trying to build and try to get there. So
yeah, no, I mean that's awesome. Yeah.
Did you Shannon was asking? Did you have any other conversations with any other teams that were interested, or was it kind of like Senators called you? They said you're our guy. Keep it hush hush, but come draft day, you're our guy.
I did have some talks with them, but there was a handful of other teams too that I was kind of talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Just obviously you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That day. And if the other teams had the other guys picked or from other teams or whatever. So, I was kind of going in there with, open-minded.
Yeah.
Obviously could go to any team hopefully.
Right.
And, with the Senators it was a dream come true.
Yeah. Was it kind of a surreal moment?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was, definitely.
Oh,
was that your team growing up?
Growing up in Windsor, it's so close to Detroit and the history that they had in Detroit
right.
over the years when I was growing up. 24 playoff, back-to-back playoff appearances. So they were kind of my team growing up, watching Steve Yzerman,
yep.
Brent Shea, and all those guys coming up, Pavel Datsyuk, Zetterberg. So they were kind of the dynasty, close to home. So that was probably my team growing up. But
yeah.
Ottawa's had some, good playoff runs a couple of years.
Oh yeah. So. Well, we talked a little bit about him before. L.A. Grissom, friend of the show. He spent some time here in Allen as well. Makes sense because he's a Red Wings guy. He's a big Michigan guy, obviously, being from up there.
Sorry, we all make mistakes.
Sorry. So leading up to that call, you were coming off, like we said, a monster season with the Janesville Jets. The NHL was 73 points behind 32 goals and 41 assists. What do you think led to such a successful season for you that year in the NHL?
I think it was just, the year prior, I think it was kind of just building up on it. Mm-hmm. The year prior, I was kind of in a different role. I was a fourth line kind of guy. We had a really strong, deep team, and we made a really big playoff push, went to the Robertson Cup. Yeah. But just kind of learning kind of all facets of the game, being a more 200-foot player, kind of led me to kind of the season I had as the next year. A lot of guys moved on, went to college or wherever they went. So I was able to step up and play big minutes for the team. So with that being said, I kind of had the fundamentals that I learned the year before and kind of carried it over. And then also the coaching staff that we had, we just stand on the ice after, working on little skills and stuff like that. So I have to give a lot of credit to the head coach, Gary Truchuk, and our assistant coach, Corey Lieberman. They were, crucial in my development. So,
do you still keep in touch with a lot of those guys from that team?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think every team I play on, there's obviously a handful of guys that you still keep in touch with.
Yeah.
LA being one of them.
Yeah.
From my first year on the team. And obviously, I didn't have a car my first year, so he would drive me to Michigan, and then my parents would come over across the border to pick me up. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we were pretty tight that year, and that's about it.
Was he always in the sneaker game back then too?
He always had good style. Yeah. I don't think he was in the sneaker game then, but always had good style. Always he had the tunes in the locker room. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you follow him on social media. That's his. That's the thing now for him.
Yeah.
He's always got the kicks.
Side hustle.
Yeah. The NHL is a special league. The NA3HL, those leagues are super integral to watching talent, much like yourself, kind of grow up and then come into the league. So,
Kind of going to focus back on the Americans for a minute. So it's obvious that your work ethic has kind of led you to early success and gotten you to where you are today. So tell me about scoring your first pro goal.
Yeah.
How did that feel? Or was it more like a business as usual
it was still something to be proud of.
Yeah.
I had a lot of there's a couple opportunities. I 2-on-1 with Combs, dished that one. He was yelling at me to shoot it, so gotta listen to him next time.
Yes.
It was great. First thing when I came in here, the coach said just have your stick on the ace. Combs is probably one of the best passers in the league. So exactly what I did there. I just kind of went to the backside there and had my stick on the ice, and he was able to find me. So it was a good moment, and hopefully to build on that.
It was against the Grizzlies, which I approve of. So.
I think everyone is pretty jazzed about that. kind of going back to your upbringing, we talked about you being a Detroit fan. Out of all those players that you named, or is there somebody else that you tried to style your actual game on the ice after?
Yeah, growing up, I was huge Rick Nash fan.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Love the way he played.
Yeah.
200-foot player. And then kind of going into the NHL, I was watching a lot of Jamie Benn.
That'll go over well with the crowd.
Yeah, Jamie Benn's great. He plays in all aspects of the game. And he's a big centerman that could score. And obviously he had a breakout season 5 years ago where he was the scoring leader in all the NHL. So kind of just emulate some of the things that those bigger forwards do. I feel like it wouldn't be too good for me to follow a smaller guy. It wouldn't really emulate my game too well. But a power forward, winger, or centerman, that's kind of the guys that I would look after.
Yeah. Were you always a forward, or did you ever play D?
I was always a forward. Okay. So I grew up playing center kind of my whole life. And then my first year of juniors, I went to prep school first. Then I was playing wing there. Then first year juniors wing, then center. Mm-hmm. Then college for a couple of years center, and then wing my last three years. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you can play anywhere.
Yeah.
Essentially on the front line.
Yeah.
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 So tell me, I know that you're new here to Allen. This is kind of an interesting question. I want to know what you feel you bring to this team as far as like the playoff push and the rest of the season goes.
Yeah, I think I bring a little bit of that young energy.
Okay.
I feel like I've played 30 games this year. A lot of these guys have played 50, heading into the 60. So
a little bit more rested.
Yeah, a little more rested. Bring a little more. I would say I'm a personality kind of guy. So
okay.
A little bit of personality around the room, some energy.
What do you mean? Cron is full of personality.
Yeah. Guy smiles 24/7.
Yeah. So a little bit of hopefully some production too. That's something that will hopefully help the team going forward here.
Yeah. Definitely could use that for sure.
What do you feel the locker room is like, kind of just being not so much an outsider, but, you know, being the newer guy on the team, you know, having the first couple of days here, what do you feel like the overall kind of mentality is in the locker room?
They want to win. I think that's the biggest thing, is you want to go to a team that wants to win.
Yeah.
And coming in here, all these guys are, obviously they were fourth or fifth when I came in. And it's so tight in the division right now.
Yeah, I think they bounced up to the – you guys bounced to the second.
Yeah. So it's great to kind of see that. And, there was a couple other Northeastern alumni here, so they brought me in pretty good. And all the guys are great here, so make me feel comfortable and just going from there.
What would you say the team needs to go against Steelheads coming up in this next series?
I don't know. I've never played against them, never saw them before.
Yeah.
But I've heard from all the guys that they're the best team in the league. So
You know, they're the feeder team for the AHL for the Dallas Stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, now I know.
Now there you
we
know.
Go. Yeah. No, I'm excited to see what everyone's kind of raving about. But I mean, I think in the game of hockey, I mean, anyone can win any day.
For sure.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be one of those. You're going to learn today.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, I mean, they haven't seen anything of me yet too. So hopefully
that's
come in
true.
There and kind of be like the little Trojan horse there. So
there you go.
I dig it.
So for some of the Americans fans, they've probably seen it on social media. There is a mantra in the locker room above the lockers that says, "Wake up, kick ass, repeat." What was that? Did you know that was there? And when you walked in, you're like, Okay, I like this.
Yeah, I mean, coming from Northeastern, we have the words on the wall as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you gotta stick to the four walls in the room, and that's what kind of brings everyone together. So when I came into this dressing room, I definitely took a look at everything. And going forward, it's the guys in the room that are, going to win the games on the ice. Obviously, the coaches can do the plays or the lines and stuff, but it's ultimately up to the guys in the room. So
yeah, I completely agree. So kind of shifting over to this one's more for the Americans fans. Obviously, you being the newest member of the Americans, they want to get to know you a little bit more, maybe off the ice. So these are more like rapid fire style questions.
Okay.
So we'll just kick it off right away. Favorite type of music or artist band?
Favorite music.
That's the most important for us.
Yeah. You know what? I'd say I'm more of like hip hop during, hockey season, hip hop rap. But when it comes.
What decade?
I like the newer stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Newer stuff.
That's
and then when it comes to summer, I'm fully country kind of guy.
You'll fit in well here.
Yeah, fully country. I mean, whether it's on a boat or, driving around the car, windows down, it's definitely country.
Absolutely. Okay, so since you like to cut country in the car, windows down, what's your favorite road trip snack?
Road trip snack.
Or is it just like get $100, go to the gas station, see what happens?
Yeah. I'm a sucker for like sweet chili heat Doritos.
Those are the best.
Specific, I like
that. Those are my favorite.
Those are my favorite.
So good.
Those are my favorite. So, not too many of those,
no.
But those are probably my go-to kind of snack.
Okay.
This one kind of ties in with that question. Is this your first time to ever be in Texas?
This is my first time in Texas.
Okay. Had you heard about they say on the social media platforms Boosie's, but it's called Bucky's down here.
Okay.
Have you heard about Bucky's at all?
No, I haven't. But my roommate in college last year, his dad's assistant coach for the Dallas Stars.
Okay.
So Steve Spott. So he's told me, or Tyler's told me a lot of things about Dallas. I mean, he just moved down here, but just kind of if I ever need anything, reach out to them or some spots or whatever it is. So
yeah, absolutely. You're gonna have to try barbecue first and foremost, and then Whataburger, kind of our namesake.
Okay.
Those are the top two things. But yeah, definitely. I think you guys have at least one road trip up to Tulsa. I'm not sure. There should be a Bucky's between here and Tulsa. Yeah. I think there's one just 10 miles up the road.
Yeah, 75.
Yeah, it's basically like Six Flags, but as a gas
for gas station. Gotcha.
Yeah,
it's bananas. But yeah, so what's your first impression so far of Texas? Obviously, the weather's not really like what everyone says it is. It's kind of weird, but
I think it's kind of normal for what you're used to, probably.
Yeah,
it's a little warmer than Boston,
yeah,
Canada,
yeah.
But I saw the weather is going to get warmer in the next couple of weeks, so that's good. That's good to see.
Yeah.
But first impressions is. I mean, oh, I always heard everything's bigger in Texas, right? So,
is it true? So far?
So far, yeah. Okay. So far. That's it. I'm looking to kind of, you know, I mean, get to know the area pretty well. And I haven't really done much, I mean, sightseeing or traveling yet. Just kind of.
You're a little busy.
Yeah, a little busy yeah. The last couple of days.
Have you gotten to drive around yet? And how has that been like? Because LA loves it here because he says it's like Detroit where there's just no laws. Everyone just goes as fast as they can.
Yeah, no, I haven't been able to drive around. Have a roommate has the car, so just
okay.
Kind of backseating it right now, but
just kind of holding on.
Yeah,
for your life.
Yeah, just holding on.
Yeah, I mean, I ride a motorcycle, so you absolutely
okay.
Have
we
to.
We cannot
do
be
that.
As cool
you
as you.
Absolutely, just have to hold on.
Yeah,
and just pray you make it home.
Can't be as cool as Shannon.
Huh?
We can't be as cool as you.
No, you can't.
No, I'm That's not. Okay. They don't need to put me on two wheels. I can barely drive four.
You go ahead.
Okay, so the Americans dropped a couple fun facts about you today. This one kind of piqued my interest because we heard your favorite movie was The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Are you a Batman guy or is it just from the movie?
I think just I love Batman, but I think the way the Joker was played in that movie is the reason why.
Hands down the best Joker.
Yeah, hands down, I think. Absolutely. I mean, they came out with the new one a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I just think no one can beat that role he played.
I mean, Jack Nicholson, sure.
Yeah.
But
How mad were you when Jared Leto played the Joker?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Like, so mad.
Yeah, a little skinny.
Okay, so from a Batman standpoint then, who's been the best Batman in your opinion?
Adam West. Just kidding.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, there's no wrong answer.
No,
George Clooney is the wrong answer.
Yeah, but I like the one from The Dark Knight.
Christian Bale,
yeah, just the one quote that sticks out of my head. It's like, oh, like when the fake Batman's there, he's like, the only difference between you and I is I'm not wearing hockey.
Yeah. I'm not wearing hockey pants. I love it.
You were like in the theater. He's like, oh, he said hockey.
Yeah,
I play hockey.
Me too.
Hey. So speaking of movies, one of the questions that we ask pretty much of all of our guests that we have on, regardless of where they play or where they come from, Hollywood gives you a call. And they say, Yakov, we're making a movie about you and your life in the sport of hockey, but we want you to pick the actor who plays you in the movie. Who are you telling Hollywood plays you in your biopic?
It's easy. Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
I mean, that's a great answer.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good answer here. I mean, he's kind of close to home.
Zach Galifianakis or Ryan Reynolds, because thinks they're Ryan freaking Reynolds.
No, I've watched probably every Matthew McConaughey movie, Lincoln Lawyer. Like, I just love the way I love like his voice and
the way
he goes about it. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, you'll get more time with Dudes, but I think Dudes said Burt Reynolds. No, he didn't
for
say
you?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. For you, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. But I mean, honestly, that's all the questions that we have. You know, what's your kind of overall message to the Americans fans? You know, what can they expect from you as far as on ice, off the ice, you know, moving forward this season?
I think the biggest thing is we're just getting started now with Allen. So obviously we popped up to second here and we're looking to kind of hold that. I know first is kind of a little out of our hands, but we want to obviously finish the last couple of games on a good note here. So basically stick with it and it's just a start for us now.
All right.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate the time. We do ask one more thing of you. We all have our own specific sign-offs for the podcast. So if you were to have a sign-off for a podcast, what would it be?
Novi out.
Nope.
Oh,
take it.
That was good. I thought you were just going to like drop a chair and walk out after that one.
Go red.
Well, as always, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the Americans for having us here today and chatting with you. On behalf of Jason and Patrick, stay moist and stay sassy. And Shannon?
Make good choices.
And don't for any reason, even if you think that you look like Burt Reynolds with a shitty fake mustache, forget your Kermit tattoos.